AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama calls a nuclear agreement with Iran an opportunity to move in a new direction, while Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says it ushers in a new chapter for his country. Obama adds a historic agreement is not built on trust, but instead verification.
Because of this deal, the international community will be able to verify that the Islamic Republic of Iran will not develop a nuclear weapon.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the pact a stunning historic mistake that strengthens Iran.
They've gambled that in 10 years' time, Iran's terrorist regime will change while removing any incentive for it to do so. In fact, the deal gives Iran every incentive not to change.
The pact lifts economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear program over the next 10 years. Members of Congress now have 60 days to scrutinize the agreement. They have the option to vote up or down or do nothing. President Obama has already threatened to veto a negative vote. One person is known dead, seven others unaccounted for after floodwaters rushed through the mountains of eastern Kentucky. An estimated 150 homes have been damaged or destroyed. U.S. space probe takes a close look at the tiny dwarf planet of Pluto.
The NASA spacecraft zoomed up close to Pluto, snapping photos and gathering information, the last stop on a planetary tour of the solar system. Mission Operations Manager Alice Bowman.
I have to pinch myself. Look what we accomplished. It's truly amazing.
The spacecraft called New Horizons has already beamed back the best ever images of tiny, icy Pluto, and more fabulous photos are expected to follow. I'm Rita Foley.
The Dow's up 57. This is AP Radio News. People held onto their money last month with retail sales dropping. Shelley Adler has more.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 0.3% in June. And while PNC Financial senior economist Gus Fauché says it's disappointing, he remains optimistic.
I would expect that consumers will be increasingly confident over the course of 2015 as we continue to add jobs.
Any predictions?
Overall, sales will be up about 5% at an annual rate in the second half of this year. And then adjusting for inflation up about 3%.
The robust May report was revised down a bit to 1% from an estimate of 1.2%. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Major League Baseball executives keeping an eye on the weather radar today with scattered showers and thunderstorms in tonight's forecast for Cincinnati, site of the All-Star Game. Plans are already in place should there be a one-day postponement of that contest, something that hasn't happened since 1969. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.